Also on with us this morning, as he is every Monday, it's Brad Bollinger from the North Bay Business Journal. Good morning, Brad.
Morning, Pat. Morning, Larry.
Yeah, so it began on Friday officially, and for this week it's all about the smart train.
Yes, as Farhad Mansourian, the executive director of the smart, said it was the little engine that could.
So that's for sure. Yeah. In fact, he said it's the little engine that did.
It did. Exactly.
Yeah, I know. That was a great line.
Yeah, it was. So, yeah, we have a train. And, what an asset it is. And we just got to use it now. So we're off and running.
You know, one of my favorite, my favorite product in Petaluma or the North Bay is Revive Kombucha. I drink that stuff it's a little expensive, but whenever I can, and they're getting a little bit of a cash infusion.
Yeah, including Pete's Coffee is involved in this $7.5 million injection into the company. I mean, I know Sean Levitt, he's a great, great guy, great entrepreneur, put, you know, all blood, sweat, and tears into this this business, and it's just great to see him go to this next step. This is a huge, huge step. Imagine maybe, I don't know, but the details of the transaction, but perhaps his product can be in Pete's Coffees. Who knows what this will mean? But it's a huge step, and congratulations to him.
And Brad, one of the other things you talk about at the North Bay Business Journal website is about the Midwesterners coming to Sonoma County. Now, in terms of the Sonoma County Airport, for sure. And didn't we try this before?
Well, this is Sun Country Airlines, and they're bringing tourists out of the Midwest that want to come to wine country. So, that's what it's for. It's very specific. It's not. It's better than the predecessor that was here, which was Allegiant, that was flying primarily to Las Vegas. That was their business model. So, people want to come here, and this is just part of the tourism package. So, we've gone from no airlines to what I think we now have four or five serving our airport. So it's becoming a busy spot.
I'm not letting you get out of here without talking about Cheech, for crying out loud. Cheech in town, a bunch of the Latino business leaders getting together in Rona Park, talking about sort of the state of the Hispanic businessman.
Yeah, I mean, this was great having the California Hispanic Chamber here in Sonoma County for their convention. 800 registered, honored some of our local Latinos, Emilia Ceja and Donna Zapata, and it gave them a chance to talk about all the successes that that Latinos have in our economy and in our state. And I think I read somewhere that it's among the fastest growing entrepreneurial sectors in the state, for sure. So, you got to have a little fun. So certainly Cheech did, and we hope to have the Hispanic Chamber back again. But it's great having them here.
Yeah, it was a great place to host them, for sure. And talking about business, there is a new story coming out that over the weekend, as a matter of fact, that I thought we would like to get your reaction to, Brad. And that is in the city of Healdsburg, and it is about second homes.
Yeah.
And it is about people who buy second homes and how maybe because they're not necessarily contributing to the community all that much, since they're not here all that often, maybe they should pay more taxes.
Well, certainly communities want to, with Airbnb and all the other services where, you can rent out your home flourishing, cities certainly want to try to control that, because that's a different, it's a business is what it is, and it brings a certain amount of traffic and other issues to your community. So and they're all struggling with how to do that, but there's no way that you're ever going to stop it, because it's it's part of the sharing economy, and it's going to continue to grow. Second homes, I mean, that it's a fact of life for a beautiful place like Sonoma County. So people are coming in, investing in our communities. They may not live here full time, but they live here part time. So again, I think cities are trying to find a way to to sort of regulate that so that our communities, you know, we got to support our schools and our fires and departments and everything else. So how do we do that at the same time, not crush this particular, I think it's, you know, it's a good trend. People want to invest here. So
it is, unless you're living next door.
Well, exactly.
That's the come see, come saw. That's trying to figure out how much weight do you put on either side of that issue. And you're right, it is not going to go away. Finding a way to deal with it is going to be very important to Sonoma County.
Absolutely, and it is driving up home prices. There's no question about it. And again, you know, each city is going to have to find their way on this particular issue.
Indeed. Well, we'll leave it at that for this Monday. Brad, thanks for being with us, as always.
Thank you. Have a good week.
That's Brad Bollinger from the North Bay Business Journal on KSRO.